Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. Time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. We're joined in studio by Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We're going to focus today on, obviously, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, treatment, screening mammograms, all that. But in the news, we've been hearing a lot about wait times and staffing shortages. I know that Finger Lakes Health was very high in compliance with vaccines, and so you may not be facing some of the shortages that some systems are, but just I'll start with you and then we'll talk with our providers. What are you seeing and what are you hearing throughout the system in terms of services that are difficult to get or services you have to wait for?
Sure. Well, I certainly wouldn't want to leave anyone with the impression that we did have a great vaccine. We actually had a great vaccine response, so I feel appreciative of that. The vaccine mandate wasn't really the impact for us that we feared in terms of staffing, but I would certainly say, as always, as every health system across the region, across the nation, we are indeed still facing the fact that we have healthcare workforce shortages. So with that, we're grateful that we have a team that has been flexible, has been stepping up, has been working and floating. However, I want to certainly leave people with a sense we are here for you. There are absolutely things we're going to talk about today where we don't want people to wait or delay care, particularly care that's so critical. And at the same time, we do want to ask people to be patient. There's going to be a longer wait. There are going to be times. We're going to also ask people, if you have an appointment and you need to change it, call us and reschedule or change it, but don't just not show, because someone else might need that appointment. We were just talking about that too. We have people who schedule mammograms, for example, and then are a no-show, but someone else could have that appointment. So because we do have what I would say the same kind of challenges that other organizations have, I would just say we encourage you to continue to seek your care with us, and at the same time also recognize, indeed, we've got people working really hard to take care of you and covering extra areas and things. So with that, we are seeing some of those same, I would say, challenging levels of staffing.
All right, let's meet our providers, because I want to get their perspective on this, and then we'll get into a little bit on breast cancer awareness and detection and treatment.
Perfect. I have the dynamic duo here today, the perfect team to talk about this. I have, Dr. Balthazar Ford, and she is with Geneva General Surgical Associates and obviously does a whole host of care for people for surgical reasons, but also has had a unique niche and a special focus on breast surgeries, so we can talk about that. And also Lisa Davis, who is our coordinator of Women's Health Services, where we do all ultrasound, mammography, other things up on the third floor at Geneva General Hospital. She also has, of course, experience in mammography at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. So we've got sort of the gamut of perfect people to talk with us this morning.
Welcome, you both. Let me start with you, Dr. Balthazar Ford. As a surgeon, are there certain types of elective surgeries and things that you're not able to do right now or that you're recommending patients put off?
So we've been very fortunate at Geneva General. I think that the administration and the providers have really come together to focus on keeping our OR up and running, which is not necessarily the case at some of the other hospitals. So we unfortunately are not doing purely elective surgery that requires inpatient hospitalization, but we are still doing all of our outpatient surgeries. So fortunately, a lot of our breast cancer surgeries are able to be done on an outpatient basis. It's very unusual that someone needs to be admitted. So for right now, we're still full steam ahead with all of our breast cancer care, which is really great. It's certainly not something that should be delayed.
Now, I know in my own case, I recently called. It wasn't in the Finger Lakes Health System, but for an appointment for a procedure that's routine for men of my age, and was told, forget it, come back in a month. We're not even booking until then. So, you know, it's going to vary depending on what the procedure is and what system you're in. Lisa, let me ask you, just in terms of the basic women's health services that you provide, are there some that are harder to get in for nowadays?
Not in our department. We do mammograms, bone density. We also do most ultrasounds in our department. We do stereotactic breast biopsies, and we do ultrasound-guided biopsies. If somebody comes in for their screening mammogram, they have to come back for something. We try to do their additional views and their biopsy the same day. And it's usually never more than probably a week between screening and biopsy. So we're trying to get them in as timely as we can. That way they can get whatever treatment they need in a timely manner with Dr. Balthazar.
All right. We like to talk about the walk-in mammograms at Geneva General and Soldiers and Sailors. One scheduling note. There was one scheduled for, I think it's tomorrow, is that right, Laura, at Soldiers and Sailors? That one's not going to be able to be done, but the rest going forward are on, as far as we know.
Absolutely. November 17th and December 15th in Penian, and then November 8th and December 13th in Geneva.
And how busy are those usually? I mean, are people able to get in when they walk in pretty much? Is there any, you know, time of day that you might want to try to avoid? Or
not really. We try to get them in as soon as we can. If we have somebody scheduled, they may have to wait a few minutes, but it's nothing like you're waiting an hour. It's usually 15, 20 minutes. Mammograms don't take a whole lot of time, so get in there and get your screening. It's not going to ruin your whole day. It depends on the day. You know, if we have like Columbus Day and Veterans Day, because that's usually when our walk-in mammograms fall on, it's the second Mondays of the month. Those are usually busier than, say,
right,
another day.
Okay. So let's remind everybody the guidelines for screening mammography. First, just in general, and then secondly, if there's a history in the family.
So general screening mammograms starting at age 40 yearly. If there is a family history, and depending on that family history, if it's a mother, it's a sister, if the younger they are, the younger you need to start your screening mammograms. They state 10 years before your mother was diagnosed. So if your mother's diagnosed at 40, you may start some sort of screening at 30, whether that be ultrasound, mammogram, or MRI.
And then I was talking to somebody else recently who said there's sort of been, there's not as much emphasis on breast self-examination as there used to be, and they thought maybe that's not a good thing. That is that still a part of a woman's arsenal? Should she still be doing self-exams regularly?
I certainly never discourage a patient from doing a self-exam, but it doesn't take the place of a mammogram or an ultrasound. In order for a patient to feel a tumor, depending on the size of the breast and the location of the tumor, it probably has to be about 1 centimeter. And with our MRI and mammo and ultrasound technology now, we're finding cancers that are 2 and 3 millimeters. So you're not going to feel that cancer. So it's very, very important that you stay up with your screening, even if you're doing self breast exams. I'm certainly not ever going to tell someone not to examine their own breasts, but screening is way more important given
right,
our new technology right now.
So the message is don't do one and ignore the other.
Correct.
Get your screening mammogram when you're supposed to. And again, we promote them on our community calendar at FingerLakesDailyNews.com every month. You can go into either Geneva General or Soldiers and Sailors. No appointment needed, no excuses, because that was always kind of the, well, I'm busy and it's going to take time, and so that's all been removed. Just go and get it done.
I would agree.
I would agree, too, and I also think that if you're having a problem with your breast, don't ignore it. Get in there, get it checked, but also make sure you let your provider know that, because they're going to order different things other than just the mammogram. If you come in for a screening mammogram and say, oh, by the way, I have this. And our first question is going to be, did you tell your provider? Because we need other stuff ordered for you, other exams.
So let's, I went through this, of course, most of the audience knows, with my wife. It's coming up on actually tomorrow, 12 years from diagnosis. And so just walk us through when you discover cancer, the discussion you have with a patient. Do we do mastectomy? Do we do single? Do we double? Do we lumpectomy? What do we do? Just take us through how you help the patient make that decision on treatment.
This is a very important but also a very difficult question to answer, because every woman's breast cancer is different. And so there are so many different guidelines. We follow the NCCN guidelines, which is National Cancer Care Network. So depending on the stage and the type of cancer and the patient's age and the location within the breast and the size of the breast, sometimes we do chemotherapy first, sometimes we do chemotherapy after, sometimes we don't do chemotherapy at all. Sometimes we recommend surgery, sometimes we don't recommend surgery, sometimes it's radiation. So there is no cut and dry algorithm to say this is how we treat breast cancer. I spend upwards of 45 minutes to an hour with every new cancer consult because it's so complex and the decision making is so complex, and I want the patients to know what their options are, and there's always options. So I can't answer that question. but typically they will have their mammogram or ultrasound and or MRI and biopsy in Women's Health, and then I see them. I'm usually the first provider to see them, and then there's certainly other doctors that are involved in their care. It's a multidisciplinary approach. We usually come up with some sort of plan at that first visit, whether that's surgery first or chemotherapy first, and then go from there. So it's a long journey, and the patients, I follow my breast cancer patients for life, so we're always there to help coordinate that, and we have a very great working relationship with the folks in Women's Health and the radiologists, so we're constantly talking back and forth, which is wonderful and unique, I think.
And then what is BRCA and how does that inform the decision?
So BRCA is a gene that we have identified that connotes an extremely increased risk of breast cancer and depending on the type of BRCA gene, sometimes ovarian cancer. And so the guidelines for genetic testing have changed dramatically over the last 10 years. We're almost genetic testing everyone that has breast cancer now. And so if you have that gene, the surgery is usually more aggressive. Those patients usually get a bilateral mastectomy and an oophorectomy or removal of the ovaries at some point to decrease their risk. But we're able to test now for over 30 genes, some of which increase your risk of other cancers, some breast cancer. So it's definitely kind of changed our approach. We're definitely more aggressive in screening and or surgical management with those patients.
And then, Lisa, let's talk about in Women's Health Services what you do after the surgery and going forward in order to follow that patient and help them through their journey.
Sure. So after surgery, if they don't have a mastectomy, if they have a lumpectomy, radiation, we do six-month follow-ups on the affected breast for 2 years, okay? That way, you know, if there's any changes, we can follow the scarring also, so we know what that breast is going to look like going forward. After that 2 years, if everything is stable, they go back to screening mammograms.
And Dr. Baltazar Ford, are you seeing any trends in the choice that women make in terms of whether they want lumpectomy? We've had, you know, we had a high-profile case of an actress a few years ago, had double mastectomy. Just, you know, some women say, I just don't want any possibility of this returning. Any trends in what women are choosing?
Unfortunately, I the one trend that I have been seeing is that we're diagnosing breast cancer in younger and younger women. Younger women, women in their 20s, women in their 30s. And so those women tend to be the ones that want a bilateral mastectomy because they have a lot of living left to do and they don't want to worry about it. The screening going forward after a breast cancer diagnosis is very anxiety provoking for a lot of women, particularly those that are young and have young families and they want to be around for their families. And so I do see a trend toward bilateral mastectomy with or without reconstruction in the younger population for sure.
The good news is, and you mentioned it a moment ago, the increased technology in mammography makes it, if you get your mammogram done, more and more of these tumors are found early when they can be successfully treated, and the survival rate is pretty good compared to what it was at one time.
Correct. And, you know, I think the media has done a great job at promoting bilateral mastectomy to the point where I have patients asking for it when it truly isn't indicated. So, again, it's a very individualized decision. You know, patients with early stage breast cancer certainly do not need to have a mastectomy, either one side or both sides. And our screening going forward is so good now with the advent of MRI technology that there's really no need for it in many, many patients. So it's a lot of surgery with not a lot of benefit, and I have that discussion with every patient.
All right, please have your screening mammography done, not just in October, all the time. There are lots of places you can do it. We've talked about Finger Lakes Health has the walk-in. There's other systems that do mobile mammography that comes to you. There is no excuse. Please, please get it done. Thank you both for what you do, and especially during this time. I know it's tough with everybody in kind of a state of panic about the healthcare system, and we really appreciate the job you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you, Ted.
We appreciate it. We'll be back in a couple of weeks to get healthy again with Finger Lakes Health. It's 8:52 now.